So you obviously acknowledged the defensive turnaround after the game in Green Bay. What has your level of appreciation been for what that's meant for the offense having that turnaround?
Yeah, it's been huge. Some games we played well, some games we haven't played as well as we wanted to, but consistently our defense has gave us a chance at the end of games to either win or for us to have a last drive and try to win the game. So it's been huge for us.
What have you come to appreciate about Mariani as an offensive player?
You're going to get everything he's got. There's no ego there. He's going to do anything you ask him to do, and he's going to give you 110%. You know exactly where he's going to be and when he's going to be there. You got to appreciate that.
What's been the key to having success despite plugging guys in that weren't really expected to contribute that much? Mariani, Zach Miller, even guys up front.
I think it's a testament to not only the guys themselves being ready to play, but the system we're under and the coaching staff doing a good job of using everybody to their best ability and putting guys in position for them to succeed.
A lot of guys out there are said to be good at making others around them better. How do you do that? How can you do that? What's the key to that?
I think the situation that we've had this year is just trying not to do too much. We've got a lot of guys in and out, and I think Adam and Dal and all the coaches have been selective with our game plans. And then on game day, as far as me, it's just going through my reads and not trying to do too much and force the ball to guys and just letting them naturally make plays, because we have some playmakers. Even if we've lost some of our other playmakers, other guys kept step in, and they're here for a reason.
Do you even recognize that San Francisco defense?
Do you recognize it?
With some of the guys that they've all the guys.
Yeah, I mean, you look from the roster last year and the roster this year, there's quite a bit of change. They're playing better right now than I think when they first started. Bowman's getting back under himself. Secondary is good. They can still create pressure. Coach Mangini is a really good coach. He's going to take a look at some of the things we've struggled with in the past. Past four or five games, and he's going to try to exploit it.
Whether he ends up playing this season or not, does seeing Kevin White out here running routes, catching passes, get you excited?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was big, not only for him but for us, just to see what he can do. A little breath of fresh air. He's got some burst to him. You can see that the talent's definitely there. He's just got to start trusting his leg, get in better football shape and learn the offense better.
Jay, you got a glimpse of this on Thursday, but having Matt and Jeremy both working in or even maybe on the field at the same time going forward, what can that mean for you guys?
It was big. We've used in the past. Hopefully we've got some stuff going in for them in the future. But both explosive backs, both very good in protection, and both really good pass catchers. So there's a huge advantage, I think, there for us of being able to get them matched up on backers and safeties and hopefully be able to get them the ball.
What, if anything, has Martellus said to you about maybe getting the ball more? And are you cognizant of when players aren't getting the ball enough or when they think they're not getting the ball enough?
I don't think Marty said he hasn't been getting the ball enough, has he?
He doesn't seem to be happy about what's going on. He hasn't specifically said why not, but
I haven't heard him say anything, publicly or privately, that he's angry about anything.
Jay, what was the key to the wide receiver screen game being so successful Thursday night, and what does that do for you as a quarterback with high percentage throws?
Yeah, we put a lot of time into it, and like you said, high percentage throws, get the ball out of my hands and let those guys run. We do put a lot of time into it, and I think Adam, dialed some of those up in some key moments where they were blitzing. We had some nickel pressures, and the line does a good job of getting out and getting on their block. So something we practice. We've ran it in games, sometimes unsuccessfully, but hopefully going forward, we can stay as efficient in those.
Jay, you had new coaches here, a guy who had never done it at the NFL level, and then Foxy, who had done it a couple of places. But was there a difference that experience level kind of gave him or gave him up?
I haven't thought about it. Not really going to give a lot of thought to it. I know that, Foxy, he guys in that locker room really respect him, trust him, and like him. So that's kind of where we are now.
You said leaving Green Bay that was going to be a film that maybe the offense wasn't going to be thrilled with. Was it what you thought? When you went back?
Yeah, it was. It was. I think we, both sides offensively, them and us, it's kind of a sloppy game. The weather affected us a little bit, but left a lot of stuff out there. Some of the details on a Thursday game, weren't quite there that you would want it. I don't know if we can contribute that to the short week or what, but to be able to consistently win in the NFL on Sundays, we got to be better than that.
When you see film like that, do you see that as potential as more points that you guys left on the field that you can get next week, next game?
Yeah, you'd like to. If it worked like that, it'd be great. But, you know, whole different defense, whole different array of problems we have this week, so we got to worry about that.